In this video, I'll show you how easy it is to add fully customizable mobile dialogues to your ASP.NET application using the ASP.NET AJAX Control Toolkit. So let's create a new website, and we'll select the AJAX Control Toolkit website template. And what we're going to build here is, I'm going to build a text application. It's just going to have some text on the page, and then we're going to have a link button, and when you click on the link button, will pop up a modal dialog that will let you change the style of the text paragraph on the page. So first we'll need a paragraph of text that we can use for changing styles against. So we'll just take this paragraph from my bio. And the next thing we're going to need is we're going to need a ASP.NET link button. So let's grab a link button here, and I'm just going to change what this says to say, please click here to change the page style. Right? Okay. Now let's hop over into source mode. Right, so this here is just a paragraph. Right, standard HTML paragraph tag. Inside the paragraph is whatever text we want. I've got a link and some bio information here. And now we can add the modal dialog. Now, the modal dialog is just going to be an ASP.NET control. So I'm going to use this snippet that I've created. Remember, this is just code snippets that I've created so that you don't have to watch me do all of this typing. And what we've got here is a standard ASP.NET panel. There's nothing special about it other than that I'm using this modal dialog, this modal pop-up CSS class, which we haven't defined yet. So that's in an external CSS file. So let's go grab that file and drop it into my solution. And then here in my page, up in the head section, we'll drop in that style sheet. And then we'll have a look at what's in that style sheet. So we've got a couple things here. We have this pop-up control, and there's an important. We want to look at the modal dialogs here. So notice we've got a CSS for the background, and basically what this is for is when we pop up that modal dialog, we're going to gray out the rest of our web page. Here's the style for the pop-up itself. Right, so just specifying the color, borders, etc. And then I have four sample styles that we'll let the user choose from, and then whichever one they choose will apply to the paragraph on our web page. Right, so here in this panel, there's nothing special about this. This is just a collection of radio buttons, so notice that we have four input fields, all defined as type radio, and all specifying the same name, so that means that they're associated and they'll be mutually exclusive. So because they all have the same name, the web browser will only let us select one at a time. And then we have on-click events for each, where we set the style to select variable equal to whichever this style name that's defined in the CSS file, whichever one we want to implement. And then down here at the bottom of this panel, we have an OK button and a cancel button. Now, we need to define the style to select variable. And in fact, what we actually want is an event handler here. So So we're going to back up here in our head section as well. I've got just a little bit of JavaScript that I'm going to include. So here we have our variable. And notice that it's outside the scope of our function, so it's globally available to all of our JavaScript code. Then I've got this function onOK. And onOK will look into our HTML element and set the class name of the paragraph, which is the just the paragraph with the ID, paragraph one here that contains a snippet from my bio, to whatever style to select is. So, so what that means is every time somebody selects a radio button, automatically, when that radio button gets clicked, the style name that's defined in our CSS will get assigned to the style to select variable, which is defined here, right? And then anytime we want to, we can call the onOK function to actually assign that style name to the CSS class name of the paragraph one paragraph identifier. So now all we need to do is plug in the extender. So understand what we've got here, right? Just a simple paragraph of text. We have this we have this link button here, and then we have this panel. And this panel is the one that we want to be modal. So we want we're going to pop this up on our page. Now, without the extender, it would just be invisible, right? So not able to use it. And it's invisible because style display equals none. But now I can go ahead and add the control extender. So if I go down into the AJAX toolkit toolbox and add a mobile pop-up extender, and I can go into source mode here and configure it. So we need a target control ID, and that's going to be our link button. And then we need a pop-up control ID, and that's just going to be panel one. Let's also add a some of the style sheet information that we looked at in the style sheet file. So the background CSS class, the one that will be applied to the page, will be modal background. Let's also say drop shadow is equal to true, to add a little drop shadow effect there. Now we need to define what's the OK button, what's the cancel button. So we're assuming basically because this is a modal dialog, we have to provide OK and cancel functionality. So let's add the OK control ID, and that's going to be OK button, right? And remember, the OK button is defined here in our panel, and we're also going to need a cancel button. So let's go ahead and grab that, and we'll specify the cancel control ID. And the last thing that we need is we need to specify what we want to do on. Oops. When the OK button is canceled, so I'm sorry, when the OK button is clicked. When the cancel button is clicked, we don't necessarily want to take any action, but we could if we wanted to. We could fire a script when the cancel button is clicked as well. But in our case, we're just going to specify a script to run when the OK button is clicked, and the script that we're going to run is the onOK function that we defined up in the head section of our page. Right, so we're just going to run on OK. So let's go ahead and run our application. So here's our page with the link. If I click on the link, notice that the page is grayed out I can't click on it, so I can't get access to that page. So this is truly a modal dialog. We get the drop-down shadow effect, which is sort of slick-looking, and we can select one of the styles that we want to implement. If I click OK, that style gets applied to the paragraph because we said that was the target. If I choose a different style and then click Cancel, nothing happens. Right. So that's it. It's that easy to start adding custom, fully customizable modal dialogs to your ASP.NET applications using the modal dialog extender that comes with the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit.